The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy. Something going on in higher education that is pretty, it's pretty cynical if it is in fact occurring. And I've had this theory that this was possibly taking place, but it looks like now there's an open study that the University of Arkansas is actually working on, and they are beginning to find this as a trend. It actually involves professor bias deflating the grades of conservative students. Now, we've heard the horror stories of, a student being persecuted for some position they take in class discussion, etc. But you don't hear as much about other ways that may be using their freedom of speech or their ability to think for themselves clearly is injuring their time on the college campus. And you know me, if you've listened to me for any length of time, I don't think the university is now what it used to be. And I certainly don't think it is the golden ticket to a best future for your kid necessarily. Because of all of the indoctrination and the stuff they try to undo that you spent 18 years doing. Someone who cares about this is a mom of five who plans to, on five different occasions, spend 18 years building into her kids. But she rejoins us, Joy Pullman, the executive editor for The Federalist and a good friend of the show. Joy, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thanks for asking me.
So why did you write about this?
Well, it came across, my area of interest is education policy, so I subscribe to a number of lists that includes the research done by the University of Arkansas's Department of Education Reform. It's one of the few really good kind of clearinghouses and producers of original research on education that I frequently find interesting. So I came across it when they sent out a notice about some of their latest work. I saw the study, I clicked on it, I read it, and I decided to write about it.
Well, what is this new working paper from the University of Arkansas finding?
What it found, and I have to be clear, it's a small finding, but they said it was statistically significant. So that means it's more likely than not random chance. There is really evidence of something actually going on, that they found in the paper. So they found that self-identified conservative students, they enter college with higher SAT scores and grade point averages than do liberal students. But by the fourth year of college, their GPA dominance has reversed itself. Liberal students graduate college, or at least in their fourth year, with higher GPAs than conservative students. And the three folks who did this paper did a series of statistical analysis to try to separate out everything else. And they did get to the conclusion that at least some of that difference is based on the data they found, is related to professors' bias in the classroom.
So I want my listeners to understand clearly what you just laid out. So you have these conservative kids. Many of them may even be homeschooled, maybe come from private schools, etc. But they're going into college. They've done well on their SATs, higher than average. They've got the GPAs mm-hmm. that are beating their liberal counterparts. But by the fourth year, suddenly they're the dumb ones in the class.
Their GPA.
They're slipping
a couple of points.
They're slipping the longer uh-huh. that they're in the school. They're getting dumber
right.
as they go, whereas the liberal kids are getting smarter. Joy,
I wouldn't say dumber and smarter. It, really, what the folks in the paper were saying is that the professors, because they politically agree with the liberal students and disagree with the conservative students, are giving the conservative kids lower grades than they really had earned.
See, I didn't think it was possible that that would take place. So that's why I was assuming the conservative kids were becoming dumber and the liberal kids were getting smarter. Bias, actual bias, professors
yes.
picking and choosing winners is what you're saying in the classroom.
Exactly. And so, and then there's further evidence. I mean, and the authors go through a number of hypotheses and they test them to see, to try to, you know, try to see whether their findings are really true. And if it were so, you know, how would we know that's the case? And so one of the reasons that they found that they think this is, you know, the case is because if students were studying in the humanities and the social sciences, which are even more liberal than all the other domains of college,
sure,
that was where they had the biggest, and it's also the least objective, right? You know, there's a lot more subjective grading going into
where all,
you know,
your
English paper,
feminist studies,
into
and
a science lab. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So the biggest kind of dip in their grades happened when they were studying in those fields. There was no bias found when students were pursuing professional fields, you know, some medicine, legal studies, that sort of thing. And in fact, conservative students performed better than liberal students on their GPA when they were studying hard science objective fields. So that was another reason that the researchers, you know, thought that the bias was the most likely explanation for what's going on.
Again, just trying to break it down for the average Joe that's listening to us. So if the student can prove that 2 + 2 = 4, they get an A.
Right.
If they're not convinced that Uncle Tom is really Aunt Sally just because he feels like it, they
exactly
may not get the A.
Exactly.
Well, Joy, that's just wrong. I'm sorry. I tend to be a simpleton about these things. This is wrong. So what are the findings of the paper? What is the research recommending, if anything? And what have you thought about as a mom who studies and writes about education? How should our response be to this?
Well, the folks writing the paper basically called for more research. This is the first paper to investigate this question. And so, you know, social science, like the kind they're doing, is these sorts of analyses, you know, there's a lot of things that might go into something like this. So, you know, we should want to look for more evidence, you know, before we sit here and know that this is true for sure. So that's basically what they say at the end of their paper. We need to do a lot more work to see if more people find things like this using other data and, you know, other ways of trying to test whether this is the case. But the thing that I found really interesting, the authors talk about, they're working with college students, you know, they have graduate students, and so
sure,
they say as a part of their conversations with students in colleges, because all these folks are professors themselves, right?
Right.
Writing an academic research
right
paper. And so they were saying that based on that personal experience, they have found that conservative kids from conservative backgrounds, homes, more religious families, have a harder time fitting into the social life of the campus, which and just adjusting to kind of the kind of atmosphere that a college campus has. And so that was very interesting to me as a mother, because, you know, I instantly thought for all kinds of reasons this might be so. I have a conservative home. You know, I have kids who are being raised in a religious setting. And so, you know, some of them may go to college. I agree with you that I'm not going to push them there, but if their talents and aptitudes are a good fit, you know, we'll try to help them do that. So if and when my kids are going to college, I will want them to be able to do a good adjustment to pick a college atmosphere that is a good fit
sure
for them, so that they can, you know, do the best they can there. And really, it's an opportunity for them to succeed and advance in life, rather than something that sets them back, that makes them feel detached from home, that makes them feel, you know, I need an alternative to the word oppressed, but I don't want them to feel like college is something they have to get through and they're facing headwinds. I want it to be something that propels them forward into their futures and really adds to their lives.
Totally get that. And on that note, Joy Pullman, executive editor of The Federalist, I could do another hour of conversation on this with you. In fact, let's plan on doing something again soon about it, because you've said a mouthful in just that last couple of sentences, and I want people to go back and re-listen to the things that Joy said, because it was so packed with actual impacting truth. But we're sadly out of time for today. Great work. Good piece. We're going to link it up. Make sure people have it because it's worth checking out. Paper, Professor Bias May Deflate Conservative College Students' Grades. And as always, Joy has brought the goods in her column. So you want to make sure that you get that over at thefederalist.com. Joy Pullman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.